What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 107 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about something a little beefy. There's some competition right now going on between Tesla and Porsche. Who's faster around the Nürburgring, the Tesla Model S Plaid or the Porsche Taycan? So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves a pretty good competition going on right now. The gloves are coming off. Not in a bad way, though, just in terms of business-to-business competition. There's a couple companies that are kind of going at it right now. Again, just from a competitive standpoint, not in a bad way at all. But that's actually Tesla and Porsche. To give you a quick little backstory, of course you are already familiar how Porsche came out with their very first all-electric car, the Porsche Taycan, or Taycan, I still don't know how to say it correctly. Beautiful car. Amazing, luxurious inside, incredible interior. Set a Nürburgring time of 7 minutes and 42 seconds, claiming that they are the fastest four-door electric car around the Nürburgring. That little word got to Tesla and got to Elon Musk, and Elon Musk, our Lord and Savior, all hell Elon. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Tesla. He's a very competitive guy, and he does not like to hear that his car is not the best at something, which can't blame him. I wouldn't like that either. He immediately set to Twitter saying how he will be taking a Model S to the Nürburgring. So that's how this competition, honestly, I would even say it's kind of a friendly competition, but that's just me. But that's how it kind of started. So Elon Musk took a Tesla Model S Performance and made a better version of that. He called it Plaid because he says the only thing crazier than ludicrous is Plaid, which I couldn't agree more because I don't wear Plaid. So that's just a quick backstory. Tesla took their Model S before going to the Nürburgring. They took it to Laguna Seca, broke a record there in which they made some modifications to their Model S as well. Specifically, they did wider wheels, wider wheel arches, added a rear spoiler, additional electric motor in the car. They had a whole other electric motor, and lower suspension. All of these things they added, they took it to Laguna Seca, broke a record there, and then took it to the Nürburgring. Now, can you guess what the Tesla Model S Plaid did the Nürburgring in? I'll give you just a couple seconds to think about it. We'll give a brief moment of silence because I want to see if you guys are close or not. So remember, the Porsche Taycan did it in 7:42. The Tesla Model S Plaid posted a time of 7 minutes and 23 seconds. Would you agree with me, yes or no? That is pretty much a mic drop and then you walk out of the room. Because anytime someone proposes a challenge and claims there's maybe something better than Elon Musk and Tesla, that definitely gets those guys riled up a little bit, and they got to take back first place. So, wow. What an incredible competition going on here. If this record is and holds true, basically the Tesla Model S Plaid, it still makes me laugh to say that, completely shattered the Porsche Taycan's record. Just not even close. 19 seconds apart. While we're in the conversation of comparing the two, let's go ahead and take that a step further. And in this case, we're talking about the Model S Performance, not the Plaid. Now, from the Performance to the Taycan Turbo S, because that's a top model Taycan you can get, the Taycan is $186,350. The Model S, $119,990. Top speed for the Model S Performance is 163, Taycan Turbo S, 161. 0 to 60, Taycan Turbo S, 2.6 seconds. Model S Performance, 2.4. Total range for a charge of the Taycan Turbo S is 280. Model S Performance, 345. Both cars seem to have autopilot, and the Model S Plaid is expected to have a total power output of, and this is a guesstimation, this is a rumor, this isn't set in stone yet, but of around the 800 horsepower mark, whereas the Taycan Turbo S and the fastest version you can get is 751 horsepower. So obviously what happens on paper and what happens on the track are two completely different things. But from what we've quote unquote seen so far, the Tesla Model S Plaid annihilated the Taycan Turbo S on the track and beats it on paper as well. Literally in every way. In top speed, in price, 0 to 60, range, they both have autopilot, but in horsepower as well. Now, this is not, I want to be clear about this. I'm not trying to take sides on either or. I'm a huge Porsche fan. I love Porsche with all my heart. My favorite, I love the GT2 and GT3 RS. I love the 918 Spyder. Love a 356 Speedster as well. Go back to the 50s and 60s. But I'm a huge fan of Elon Musk and just his business sense and how he runs businesses and everything he says he does, he's going to do, and it touches and he turns it into gold. So I'm kind of like torn. I feel like it's if you have your kids and they're fighting one another, you know, like you love them both. You don't want either one to win because you want them to settle it and squash it and have no more beef there. I feel like that's what's happening to me because I absolutely love Porsche and I absolutely love Tesla and Elon Musk and just how he does everything. And so I kind of feel like my two favorite kids are going at it right now, which, I mean, in terms of competition, it's not a bad thing, but I do think I have to say Tesla's going to pull this one out. If that 7 minute and 23 second Nürburgring time is confirmed, then they just, you know, truth be told, call it what it is. They pretty much, they annihilated that Nürburgring record that the Porsche Taycan set. But, you know, as many people believe, electric technology is the future. Here's two cars going at it, both electric cars. Add electric assistance, hybrids, supercars, hypercars nowadays. Just makes cars better. That's just where we're headed as a society and an economy and, well, the automotive world as well. But ladies and gentlemen, please let me know what you think of this episode. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on the Porsche Taycan as well as the Tesla Model S Performance and the Tesla Model S Plaid. That's all we got for episode number 107. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out for the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well if you want to, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in bio if you guys are looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company. www.tog.com, your guys' best source for authentic car merchandise directly from the manufacturer. Got a coupon code there for you as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in. Episode number 108. We're going to be talking about Bentley and how they are recreating the 1929 Team Blower. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.